Hey, Phoenix McColored Woman.
Yes.
Do we put trigger warnings on our programs?
Yes.
What do we need to what folks might be triggered on this one that we do right here for a couple 20 minutes?
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Which, the one we just did?
Yeah.
White feminism.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, rape. Rape, victim blaming.
Yes.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
What the fuck?
Can we say slut shaming, I think?
Shit and damn, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
Bill Maher's voice.
Bill Maher's existence.
Oh, fuck. That's still happening?
That's still happening.
Jesus, I thought it was I thought they were just old recordings. All right.
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
So that's going on. Check us out. This is a short one. We got stuff to do. I got to update blogs, websites, whatnot, and what have you.
Yes.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
There we are. All right, back to it. Decibels correct for Gloria Steinem, which it is important to have your decibels correct for Gloria Steinem.
Right and exact, as it were.
Yes. Gloria Steinem has got her chakras aligned as per usual, right? As she was out there hanging out with them fellas with Sheila Nevins and them and collaborating with Makers and the Build series on Monday last week. And she did stuff that you are a big fan of. You, Phoenix Kaleeder, you the person tuned into the program.
No. Yeah. No, pretty sure no.
Sure is B.
And pretty sure no. Right. What kind of weird ass gaslighting?
That's okay that you get to be a fan. Gloria Steinem's a butt face. It's ass lighting.
What's ass? It might be. It might be.
But Gloria Steinem, she just—I mean—and she, you know, she narrows things down. Gloria Steinem gets right down to the fucking point, lets you know what's really good. You know, she doesn't drag it out. You know, of course, the editors put it at the end of the clip. But you know, let's lean into it. Lean in.
Feminism.
Which is a huge change that has majority support. But there is also big time backlash opposition to it, which is why it gets to be a dirty word. I mean, it's like democracy, really. I mean, deep democracy, you know.
So the democracy, deep democracy is a dirty word, just like feminism. Is feminism even a dirty word? Like who?
The alt-Reich? Honey badgers? I mean,
so essentially the right wingers, like
the people who never liked it anyway.
Yeah, like generically, feminism is just a wing of corporatist Democrats.
I mean, Obama said he was a feminist.
Oh, wasn't he? Did he have on a T-shirt that said "This is what a feminist looks like" on the People or Time magazine?
I don't know if that was actually his shirt or that was photoshopped on. But I know he did around the time that came out give a whole speech about like it's important to be a feminist. And people fucking love Obama, so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's like a dirty word. A lot of people showed up for that women's march.
Yeah, so it's probably still kind of like that, it's that political thing where it's like you have to publicly articulate yourself to be the underdog.
Yeah.
Like to give someone something to root for, like you're overcoming something. Yeah. All right. She continues.
That looks at sex and race and caste and class. There is no such thing as white feminism, because if it's white, it's not feminism. It's either talking about all women or it's not.
All right. Ain't no such thing as white feminism.
White women make me tired.
Yeah, it's called white girl energy. We have.
Like, Gloria Steinem is probably old enough to be my grandmother, and she still has white girl energy, because nigga. Okay, I mean, I get what she's saying, you know, you have to draw your ideological lines, but is she, like, actively saying, lean in, feminism is bullshit? Because that's pretty fucking white. Is she, you know, how hard does she go in calling out Ivanka and all these other white feminists, because white feminists are the face of feminism. So you can sit here and say there's no such thing as white feminism, because if it's white feminism, it's not real feminism. And while I don't disagree with that, I can't ignore the fact that the face of feminism is white feminism. Like, it's still capitalist, is it not?
Yeah, and it's also one of those things, there is no real agreed upon definition of that.
Yeah.
Like when you have, strong, tough, very pro-black, only pro-black, across the board activists.
Yes.
Like Imani Gandhi.
Wow.
When she says white feminism, she's basically just saying that you didn't specifically point out that black women exist too. If you don't do that, right, then you're white feminism.
Right.
And Elon is on that same deal. They roll together.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, but they are still essentially capitalists. And capitalist feminism is, it's okay as long as we give everybody their own pair of bootstraps. Like, that's feminism. We gave the women bootstraps. Black women, too. We're feminists. Like, but capitalism is still bullshit, so.
Yeah. So, like, that's their definition. Right? And then, but, like me, just jump straight to me, I'm talking about egalitarian white supremacy, is what I'm saying when I say white feminism. You know, define it. Make it clear. That's what it is. Egalitarian white supremacy.
I just say white women who feel that they are entitled to be plantation owners too.
It's not
just the fathers and the brothers. Like, we should get our own fucking plantation. That's white feminism to me.
Dad, I want a Negro too!
Like, no, I want one of those Negroes, and I want one now!
And remember, Gloria Steinem don't represent no dat-gummed white feminism. She don't.
I'm just curious to know how many Black Lives Matter marches she's been to in the last, 2 years. Like, I'm just curious. I'm curious. I don't know.
It's like, don't just be at the march. What did you do? If you didn't break a fucking window, you didn't do shit. Do the shit that the niggas getting arrested are doing. Go hard.
The niggas getting arrested aren't doing anything. They're just showing up.
Have someone actually put you in authentic blackface where you're actually intended to be a black person and be black.
Yeah, be black.
And show up. Don't show up, old white lady.
Yeah, no one's gonna do shit to you.
Yeah, fuck that.
Mm.
All right. Now let's do a little dance back in time.
Oh,
Gloria Steinem.
Oh, okay.
Just a little over a year ago.
Oh.
Remember, ain't no white feminism. Now this is two rich people sitting across from each other.
Great. So it is the beginning of white feminism. Excellent.
Yeah, talking about what the people need. And keep in mind, the person she's sitting across from, I saw one of his stand-up comedy specials, and he said there is a problem with a pussification of America.
Yeah.
American values are women's values. We value feelings over facts and whatnot.
Yeah.
So this is who she's sitting across from, and they're just chumming it on up, all right?
Isn't that the same guy who calls women cunts when he doesn't like them?
Oh, yeah, and calls Michael Brown a thug.
Yeah. Hates Muslims.
That whole business.
That whole thing.
Their lifetime to pay it back.
Ah. I just keep the volumes low. All right, here we go.
You know, they're mad about what's happening to them.
They really don't like Hillary, though. What do you think that's about? Well, their mom likes her, so I have to, you know.
First of all, I mean, she does have a huge gender gap and race gap. I mean,
huge.
Yeah, women are more for her than men are, and she has...
But not younger women. They're more for Bernie.
It depends where you ask. But
see, they did. I wish she would have finished what she was going to say about black people. Was she going to say she has the black people or doesn't a black? Because she said there's a gender gap and race gap, but she didn't finish it.
I think she was going to say that the black people are with Hillary.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Those are like, well, all these black people voted for. I'm like, number one, we don't have faith of anything outside of a two-party establishment. So a lot of black people would have preferred Bernie, but were scared to vote for him. And then he didn't get the nomination anyway. And if you remember, as soon as Hillary got the nomination, white women, hashtag, I'm with her. Black women, hashtag, girl, I guess I'm with her. Okay.
Yeah, niggas don't vote Democrat. They vote against Republicans. That's all. Jesus Christ. All right, but yeah, so then So then he said, like, younger women are going up with Sanders. Remember, this is from 2016. Mm. So, yeah, we might have some folks that just recently started checking out the program.
Younger women, the black, they're more for Bernie.
It depends where you ask, but I do think that Bernie... Yeah. No.
Oh, really? In America, no, I mean, it doesn't. It's just true.
I mean, first of all, women get more radical as we get older because we experience...
Women get more radical.
Yeah.
All women get more radical as they get older. Did you know that? You know how radical Hillary is?
I mean, maybe if you started out white, you could afford to be more radical when you're 60 versus when you're black, you had to be radical when you were 16. I don't know, nigga. Well, I mean,
look at how radical she is right now.
Compared to what she was?
Was she radical before?
For the era, she was radical.
Hmm. So she got more radical then.
I mean,
listen to the hardcore shit she's talking. I can't even believe they brought her radical ass on this show. Mm. Why does she have a space at the corporate table when she's so damn radical?
Well, my thing is, obviously, the older you get, the more radical you get. That's why the Black Panthers was a bunch of old ass niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
That's
what
why. Well, actually, Black Lives Matter.
She's going to take it further. She's going to take it a little further for you.
Oh, just for me personally?
Yeah, because you got her wrong. You preempted incorrectness.
I feel catered to by white feminism. This is a first.
First of all, women get more radical as we get older because we experience...
Women get more radical.
Yeah, it's the opposite. It's the opposite of... I don't mean to overgeneralize. I'm sure that you're more radical, but men tend to get more conservative because they gain power as they age. And with
you know how much power I have now, because I'm in my 30s now, and I was in my teens, powerful motherfucker.
Okay, but you've been a practicing super predator for like 15 years, almost 20 years. Do you know how much power you can accrue by being a practicing super predator for 20 years?
Yeah, all those souls I take when I dispatch them into the abyss. You damn right.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking powerful. Mm-hmm. Look how powerful Bernie Sanders is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know
how women do this. So, and I love it. Two rich people sitting across from each other. She's like, well, you know.
Let me explain power dynamics.
I got less power, you know, sitting in this. Let your mind wander on how much that chair cost.
It must have cost a lot because that white man's slouching like a motherfucker in it.
Holy shit. It's awesome. This is fantastic.
Women get more radical because they lose power.
Also, the assumption that we're losing power. What power am I losing as I age up?
You had power, and now you don't have it.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, energy, maybe. I don't know about power. Like,
sociio-political economic power that you had.
What fucking socio-political economic power do fucking 25-year-olds have?
Well, think about how much power they have in the fact that what if they all threatened to not go to school and rack up student loan debt anymore? That's a lot of power, see?
Millennials are destroying the economy.
Powerful.
Why aren't millennials buying diamonds anymore? Why don't millennials buy homes? Why aren't millennials going on vacation?
Look, man. But yeah, so that's the thing. So Gloria Steinem's been losing power this whole time. That's the thing.
Also, you know, she low-key told on herself and just white feminism in general.
Why?
They're getting radical because they're losing power. So y'all niggas was fine when you had the power. Then you're like, oh my God, it's going away. We need to do something. Mobilize right now. Get in the streets.
And you're just calling yourself radical. You're not actually radical. But keep in mind, and this is the same person who in the clip we just played was talking about, oh yeah, you know, we look at caste systems. We don't like that stuff.
If it's white, it's not feminism.
It gets better.
It's kind of not fair to measure most women by the standard of most men because they're going to get more activist as they grow older. And when you're young, you're thinking, you know, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie or, you know.
Ooh.
Hey, see, fucking young women are just going where the boys are going with all that power. And they also don't think for themselves, because Gloria Steinem's a feminist. It's for women.
It's for women.
And the girls are just boy crazy, and that's why they're going with Bernie. It couldn't possibly be that populism.
What the fuck populism? What living wages? I don't want that in my life. I want to bootstrap without healthcare.
Yeah, like, they don't get it. Like, Bernie Sanders was doing, like, fuck it, he still talks shit. Yeah. I just haven't heard him in a while, because work. And fucking what the court jester does, where, like, that's, you talk about the king.
Yeah.
The employee talks about the boss. The citizen talks about the politician. Like, and Bernie Sanders got up there, but as a not joke, as not a clown, mm-hmm. talked big shit. And we were like, that's my nigga. Fuck the 1% and the upper 0.1%.
Fuck him.
Yeah, like that, because he was the fucking motherfucker talking that shit. And anybody else talking that shit also gets supported. What, the socialist up in Seattle? Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to pronounce her name. I think she's from India.
Yeah,
man, like, she's a bad motherfucker. Like, and if she ran on national stage, all the same misogynists that went Sanders would fucking roll with her.
Yep. And then, of course, like, too, it's also, again, because she is speaking from a very white perspective, ignoring the people of color who supported Bernie because, you know, a lot of, all these people are like, well, he doesn't have a radical enough racial platform. I'm like, okay, maybe he doesn't have the most radical racial platform, but you know what would be the fucking shit in the hood? A living wage. That would be the shit, man. Okay? And so, yeah, a lot of people of color were with Bernie just because his discussions about, you know, more like economic equity are important to us. Healthcare is important to us. All that kind of shit. You're like, oh, but I'm here for the boys. Look, Gloria, can I just be honest and crass for a minute?
Yeah.
Dick is free and it is everywhere. I don't have to go to a Bernie Sanders rally to get dick, okay? I'm there for the healthcare, not the dick.
You made that up. You were not nowhere for the dat gum. All right, let's let him close it up.
Now, if I said that,
no,
that for Bernie because that's where the boys.
No,
are.
No, but it's
swap
not.
Me. Come
no,
on.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't because good. Because the boys are saying whether. No, I mean, hello. What do you? How well do you know me? Okay.
Not that well. I'd love to know you better, but.
But also.
All right, so that wasn't gross, but I fucking. Now, I hope I have the right clip here. Matter of fact, I'm just going to use the magic of digital. All right, so you were just saying that folks were saying Sanders isn't radical enough for black people. But there's also the fact of, now, look at the outlet that this interview clip is from. Who the fuck is this?
I have no idea. This some nigga wearing jeans and a tie, I know that.
Right, jeans and a tie that I can afford. Like, fucking, his haircut is grown out.
Goddamn socialist hippies.
Looks like they're sitting in some restaurant. All he has is a bottle of water. Fucking, so this is the type of shit MSNBC won't show you. Or they'll just show you the part where he says no, yeah. And then cut it off and be like, there he is, niggers. Looks like you're stuck with Clinton. Alright, like fucking, like really, that's all MSNBC wants to say. Is here you go, niggers. Be with her. Alright, so fucking, this is Sanders not being radical enough.
A lot of African Americans are starting to call for reparations for the many years of stolen labor through slavery. Is that something that you would support as president?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it would be, first of all, it's likely that getting through a Congress is nil. Second of all, I think it would be, you know, very...
All right, so make sure that's clear. Get it, because he's not as clear when he talks at normal voice. Like, yeah. he's great at yelling. Mm-hmm. Getting it through Congress is nil.
Mm-hmm.
That is realistic as shit.
Yeah.
That's just realistic.
Pragmatism.
Yeah. Only Clinton's pragmatic. No one is pragmatic,
right.
But
nobody
Clinton.
Else is pragmatic.
That's only right. White feminists are pragmatic. Ooh. Everyone else is misogynist.
There's no such thing as
racist.
White feminism.
Oh, I forgot. I was wrong.
Because you're black and you don't know things. Let Gloria teach you. Hashtag Gloria taught me.
I think the real issue is when we look at the poverty rate among the African-American community, when we look at the high unemployment rate within the African-American community, the incarceration rate within the African-American community, we have a lot of work to do. So I think what we should be talking about is making massive investments in rebuilding our cities, creating millions of decent paying jobs, making public colleges and universities tuition free, working on child care. Basically, targeting our federal resources to the areas that it is needed the most, and where it is needed the most are in impoverished communities, often African American and Latino.
Oh,
yeah, so what? No reparations, just repair.
don't reparate, repararate.
Yeah, that's all. It's changed it a little bit. But keep in mind, think about how many times in 2016 you saw one of your punk ass Democrat friends saying he's against reparations, as if they're for reparations.
But as if Hillary was for reparations.
Yeah.
As if the Democratic Party in general is for reparations.
Like, really, who have I heard so far? I think I've only heard, Bernie Sanders and Christopher Hitchens. Yeah, Christopher Hitchens took his British ass up there in front of a crowd of white people and told me I need to give them niggas they shit. That he didn't say it like that.
He did not
say
it like that.
Far more eloquized.
He said it with a British accent.
All right, remember. No such thing as white feminism.
No.
This just happened to also be in my little personal notes.
Oh, okay. I have one, but I'm going to make you read it first to determine if we're going to do it, because it might be too much even for us.
All right. Now let me check this. Yeah, May 12, 2017. This isn't very dated. All right. So I don't know much about this bill, but apparently these two white feminist women are warning Senate's Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee that passing a federal transgender rights bill could threaten the existence of exclusively female-born women's spaces, like rape crisis centers, a controversial argument that has ignited a debate over who should call themselves a woman. All right.
Okay.
Now, this is a full article about that, but let's just take that first paragraph. Now, you want to go back in time a little further? We went back in time 1 year and change for the Bernie Sanders. Want to go back in time about 2 years?
Yeah, let's do it.
Back to the old wine cellar. Now, a 20-year-old feller in Dallas pled guilty. This is from May 2nd, 2014.
Oh, my God.
And he pled guilty to sexually assaulting a 14-year-old gal when he was 18, which was a crime that could have landed him in jail for 2 decades. But instead, State District Judge Janine Howard sentenced him to just 4 to 5 days in prison. And once he gets out, 250 hours of community service volunteering at a rape crisis center.
Huh. Well, the important thing is that we keep rapists out of rape...
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess, though, my whole thing is, like, if they were really concerned about women being raped, where are all these petitions and marches and protests to stop having male prison guards in women's prisons?
Oh, They're doing that next.
Yeah, like next week.
Yeah, well, who's that? Feminist Frequency? She's about to freak with the fuck out of that.
Oh, she's getting paid?
She's getting compensated for activism.
Can we define activism in this context?
Activism?
Yeah.
Not playing video games. Mm-hmm. Taking clips from other people playing video games, mm-hmm. putting them on a video on YouTube, mm-hmm. turning off comments and ratings, mm-hmm. and then saying the video games are bad, and shaming sex workers while doing it.
You know, shaming sex workers does seem to be a pretty common pastime of white feminism.
What is her name?
Anita Sarkeesian.
Oh, that's right. I could not remember. That's why I said Feminist Frequency. I can't remember.
Like, you know, those people. That chick. Her.
Yeah, Mosquito. Whatever the fuck her name is.
Mosquito.
Yeah, Skeeter Valentine. I don't give a shit. fucking. But yeah, so, and I could have swore this was all just going to be 10 minutes. We went over 20. Yeah. And because I just wanted to riff about Gloria Steinem. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/WineCellarMediaFund. And Mohana Mohana just signed up to the Patreon, so this month, that is Mohana and that feller. What would that feller's name came off of the Twitter?
Mohammed?
David.
David Moses.
Yeah, David and Mohana signed up this month, pushing the wine cellar forward.
Thank you.
All right, and after we get Phoenix Collider's bank account replenished, I really don't care what comes in. I make a little more change in the workplace now,
yeah.
And I'm just going to go ahead and upgrade the website so we can put our videos there. Because you realize, like, every day I'm just thinking, like...
What if Facebook shuts the shit down?
Yeah, if Facebook could delete all our fucking backlog videos.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yo, we need our own website.
Yes.
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.